Pope Francis has paid a visit to All Saints Anglican Church in the heart of Rome. This afternoon, the Pope presided over an evensong service with the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese in Europe, Robert Innes. Whilst at the church, the Holy Father also answered questions from the congregation and blessed a newly commissioned icon of Christ the Saviour. It's the first time a Pope has visited an Anglican church in Rome, and it comes as part of All Saints' 200th anniversary celebrations. Well, Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin followed events and joins us live from All Saints Church. Good evening, Philippa.
Good evening, Lydia.
Philippa, we should also say you had special duties today. You are warden at All Saints Anglican Church. Tell us what it was like for you and the other parishioners there this afternoon.
Well, a papal visit, Lydia, is always an incredibly special occasion, and particularly this one because, as I think you said, it's the first time that a pope, any pope, has visited a parish, an Anglican parish, in this diocese of Rome. So a very special occasion for all the congregation and our many ecumenical friends gathered here in the church. For me, as you say, it was particularly special because as church warden, I was able to welcome him personally as he got out of the car and accompany him into the church. It's particularly special for me because for these past 30 years, if you like, I've been worshipping here at this church, and for the same 3 decades, of course, I've been working at Vatican Radio. So although I've had the opportunity to meet the Pope during papal trips and on other occasions, it's as if the pieces, if you like, of my professional life and my spiritual life, my faith life here at the church are actually coming together. The pieces are coming together to make a picture, and a picture, of course, is represented by that wonderful icon, the icon of Christ the Saviour that the Pope and the Anglican bishops blessed. So an incredibly special way of marking this 200th anniversary of our community here.
Now, the Pope did take some questions during his visit. One of those involved a possible visit to South Sudan. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's absolutely right. He was asked a question by a Nigerian ordinand, that's a Nigerian seminarian who is preparing for the priesthood, and he asked a question about the vitality of the churches in the global south. And of course the Pope took the opportunity to speak of, yes, the incredible vitality and how much that can teach us here in Europe, but he also talked about the difficulties of the churches there, and he mentioned in particular this idea of visiting South Sudan, saying that it was because of the fact that an Anglican, a Presbyterian, and a Catholic representative, they all came to see him in the Vatican to invite him and Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, to ask them to go together to talk to people there and to pray for peace in South Sudan. And the Pope himself said, we know what a difficult situation it is there. We heard him just at his Wednesday general audience appealing for peace and appealing for help for the people who are dying of famine there as a result of the ongoing conflict. He said it's a very difficult situation, but we have to go there. He and the Archbishop of Canterbury are making plans to go. We don't know exactly when that will be. I was asking, and they're saying that because of the very fluid and very dangerous situation, the date has not been fixed yet, but they will be going sometime soon, and they want to go specifically because of the fact that it's the Anglican, the Presbyterian, and the Catholic church leaders down there in that country who are working together for peace, and they see this as an imperative to get down there and to support people working in this very difficult context.
Finally, Philippa, the Pope did speak during this visit. The words that I suppose come to mind are mercy, reconciliation and unity. He talked about Anglicans and Catholics as brothers and sisters in Christ. I suppose very much following on from his words in Lund in Sweden.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We know that ecumenism, relations with all the Christian churches, are right at the top of Pope Francis's agenda. And I think that's part of the reason why he chose to come here and mark this 200th anniversary with us. And he said at the beginning of his reflections how much has changed over the past 200 years. Before, we were enemies. Now we are friends walking and working together. And he talked about the example of St. Paul. We had a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, and the Pope noted what extraordinary difficulties Paul had with those early Christians in Corinth, the communities that were always arguing amongst each other. And yet Paul, in humility and in trust in God, managed to overcome these difficulties and to promote reconciliation within that community. And that, he said, is the example that we must take today. With all the difficulties that we have, we must persevere day by day, walking and working together in service to those most in need.